I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Different. Not anymore. I don't know.
Is there any way to remedy it? Is it just about just practicing and execution?
Yeah, I think that's right. Practice execution.
How would you describe your offense?
Up and down. That's what it looks like to me. So, yeah, we'd probably do everything better.
So how would you describe your defense?
They're doing a great job. Don't keep us in every game.
Tom, I think you discouraged
Yeah, well, we just played for 3 hours, so I think everyone's a little tired.
I don't like dejected Tom Brady.
No.
I like happy and exuberant Tom Brady.
Yes.
But, I mean, obviously upset with his performance and upset with the performance of the offense. I don't know why people are shocked by that. The guy is a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to win big. I mean, I get it. They won. They got out of there with a win. And there are some who say, be happy that you got the win. But the guy is, I mean, he's Tom Terrific.
Got that dub.
He's somebody who wants to win in the same fashion that he's always won.
Okay,
so.
But you weren't surprised by that tone and demeanor after the game?
Like, no.
You expected that?
He's unhappy with his own performance.
I mean, that is extreme disappointment. That is dejection, like depression.
He is going to join us in about 25 minutes. Tom Brady will be on at 8:30 this morning, and we'll see if he's in a bit of a better mood. I mean, that first half was not a great half for him.
Nope.
Maybe the worst in a long time.
Pretty mediocre yesterday.
Yeah.
If given one adjective to describe Brady's play yesterday, I would say it was kind of mediocre.
Overall.
I'd be curious what adjective, perhaps I'll be able to ask him that question, what one adjective would you use to describe your play yesterday?
Yeah.
Wasn't that great? Now, listen. Got the win, so he still should be happy about it. But this seems to be the first time that subpar offensive play has pushed past his joy of winning. Because usually he'll say, like, you know, tough road win, that's what matters most. But he seemed especially disappointed. Maybe it was the overall offense, or maybe it was just bummed at himself.
Well, but also that game plan was atrocious. They had 2 weeks to put that together, and they're running to the left behind Newhouse, who is awful. I would be a better left tackle. There's no way in mankind you can be worse than he is at what he's doing.
He's literally the worst rated tackle in football for run blocking. I kid you not. Or he was, because that's it. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, but Boomer gave him a pass this morning. Did you feel like Boomer should not have given him a pass?
I think because Boomer did mention that he did play behind the great Anthony Munoz for some time, and he's lucky. Tom Brady's only known two left tackles his entire career. That never happens. I think he appreciates what Newhouse did. He didn't want to throw him under the bus. It's kind of too easy, but that's our job.
Yeah.
Romo was killing him. He's like, thankfully they'll have win back, and they'll be done with the Newhouse experiment. I mean, that is as harsh as you'll get on a CBS broadcast.
Yeah.
Texter set 207 texter from Maine says it's not about Tom Brady's performance last night. It's about the performance of the line in general.
Well, I think Edelman, I think the young receivers, I think he's still mad at Belichick for not getting him the weapons that he needed. Left tackle, receivers,
Ken.
Adam Humphries, you name it, offseason. Tight ends, where were the tight ends again?
I mean, Fitzy, you're a big hairy guy.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I mean by that.
I like the setup. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Did you feel like the way they used him last night was gave you some positive thoughts for the future?
He was out there. I'm just glad he made his debut. I didn't think they used him to great efficiency. I mean, he wasn't a game changer. Wasn't a huge playmaker in the game last night. I think one thing we did last week was underestimate the Eagles' defense. that I knew they were having trouble on the outside, but both corners came back, and when both corners were healthy, Philadelphia was 14-5, so now they're 14-6. That's a much better defense than advertised. So while the offense did struggle, the Eagles definitely played their best game defensively of the season.
Now, Hillman, you know, if they lose that game, Fitzy is screaming about the usage of N'Keal Harry, where they didn't use him in the red zone at all in the first half. Now it's like, oh, it was no big deal. It's
I can't believe
progress.
They didn't use him. Yes, I'm legitimately surprised. And I'm glad you brought up, Curtis, the fact that that game plan was kind of trash. I have no idea what the game plan was. I really didn't. It was kind of all over the place.
And Twitter was fully aroused at midnight when they showed McDaniels and Brady with James White diagramming some play that got 7 yards. It was awful, so pathetic. And Romo's like, look at these two brilliant minds working on this incredible play, and it was a 6 yard out.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey guys. How is Brady supposed to be, playing like he normally does when he has a matador for a left tackle?
Yeah,
that guy is horrible. He couldn't block me, and I'm 52 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's lucky he didn't get him killed. I mean, he really is.
He can't go through his progressions. I mean, yeah. I thought Harry actually when he threw him the ball, but he's like his third or fourth, and he can only go through about one or two reads, and that's it. That guy is bad. I mean, he's probably a heck of a nice guy, but he is bad.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah. Speaking of being aroused during the game, how great does the Richard Jewell movie look?
Ooh, fantastic.
Are you not looking forward to that movie?
Fantastic.
I love Sam Rockwell. He's a great actor. And that movie looks so good. And a lot of people don't know who Richard Jewell is.
Right.
Like a lot of people who aren't senior citizens like myself don't know who Richard Jewell is. But the man had his life ruined by the media, essentially, because everybody was identifying him as the Atlanta Olympic bomber.
Yeah.
And that movie looks really, really good.
I don't remember the last Clint Eastwood-directed movie that I loved. It may have been Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. Well,
been on a bit of a cold streak.
What was the boxing one that he did?
Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah, you didn't like that?
Oh, my. That made Manchester by the Sea look like Animal House.
You didn't like that movie?
Oh, my
you can't
God.
Take, just because a movie isn't happy.
Kill me. I love you. No. Makushala, kill me.
Was the Mule any good? That got decent.
The Mule was pretty good. It was okay.
It was all right.
Trouble
with the Curve. It's been a lot of middling fare from Clint in recent year.
The Mule is like a Saturday afternoon on demand. Nothing. You've seen everything that's on there. Go back to it and watch it, one time.
I checked out your Devil Next Door this weekend there, Greg.
What did you think?
Awesome.
Isn't it unbelievable television?
Unbelievable. Absolutely.
So what do you think? Was the guy the butcher or not?
I think he was.
You think he was?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and I have to say the star of the show, though, is the Israeli defense attorney.
The defense attorney, yeah. Who had the acid thrown on him.
That guy's amazing.
Driving a Porsche around Tel Aviv or wherever they were.
That guy is great. But, yeah, you have to watch The Devil Next Door on Netflix. It's a great documentary. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, this is for Fitz, even though this is killing me to say, how about that shovel pass? Maybe we should run it 50 more times. And Curtis, you're a joke. You're a joke from what you used to be, buddy. You are a complete joke.
Oh,
that's all I got.
Well, give him no more on that.
Well, I mean,
Curtis, you're a joke from what you used to be, Curtis.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Wait, now, was that upstairs Joe or downstairs Joe?
I don't know.
Which Joe was that?
He's the new Joe.
New Joe. You know what's awesome is that people have those feelings. They have criticisms and negative comments. And I just think it's so nice for people to call up and share that. Like, Joe's going to have a better day now that he had to say something about Curtis. Like, good for you, Joe. What a nice guy.
One of those shovels, by the way, went for 30 yards on their touchdown.
Right.
To Burkhead. That was one of their best plays of the game.
More Burkhead, baby. Unlock him. Free him.
Don't forget that Clint Eastwood directed American Sniper, and that is an extraordinary movie. So he's a pretty good director.
Oh, Eastwood's a great director.
He's a better director than he was an actor.
Well, he was a little one note for most of his career, and we all love that singular note. Yeah, pretty good
one
comic
note,
delivery
meaning
too.
What? He was
tough
the same. Dirty Harry was like the same. It was like he was the same in everything he did.
Yeah, that was American Sniper. No, I think his best movie is Unforgiven. He won Best Picture for it.
Unforgiven
should have too.
A great movie. Yeah.
Deserves got nothing to do with
that. That like brought the Western back, essentially.
It was an anti-Western.
Yeah.
We all knew who the best actor in American Sniper was. The fake baby.
The fake baby. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
And ladies.
Hello, Paul.
I
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I just want to congratulate the team and take something away from that game yesterday. The adjustments they made in the second half were key. The wind and the rain, I've never seen Tom have that many missed passes and Edelman drop the ball. I think the biggest thing is the way they were able to handle the first half, and that team came out like a brick of fire, like a lot of teams do. And I learned this wrestling, when you're up against an animal on steroids, you just go with the flow until they run out of steam. And they did run out of steam in the third quarter. That's the price you pay when you overpush in the first quarter. And that's a big, big win for us and a big statement maker of overcoming obstacles to win the rain and a really tough team.
Yeah, I mean, only here do we get to bitch for 4 hours about a win in the NFL.
Correct.
And you know,
in Cincinnati, they'd be like, we would love your problems.
A win on the road. I mean, how great was that game, guys?
How great was the game yesterday, guys? Guys, seriously, how great is a 7-point win on the road? Not good enough, New England?
Nope.
No?
But again, okay. The quarterback's bitching about it. So what do you want the fans to do?
Well, but the quarterback is upset with his own performance. I guarantee you when he joins us in 15 minutes that's what Tom Brady is going to tell you. And I don't think the wind was a factor in his performance.
It was windy all day. Like they showed you the flag a couple of times. Like it was blowing hard to the side. So I think it was a little bit of a factor. But
well,
it wasn't
like
the Patriots.
That guy was saying it was a factor in the Edelman drop in the end zone. That was a drop. That was a drop.
It was a factor for the left tackle. Newhouse was affected by the wind.
He kept trying to go out on a run block and kept getting blown to the side because he's so light on his feet. Oh, Newhouse. Oh,
yeah.
Marshall, good luck to you wherever you are. Oh, Newhouse. Now, Greg, do you think they keep Newhouse? So, like, for swing tackle emergency play because he's been around the team enough? Or when they reactivate Wynn, does Newhouse say, like, guys, don't even bother. I'll show him. Here's my key card. It's been fun. Mm-hmm. Bye, Tom.
Good seeing you.
He's going to be a coach. He's going to show people what not to do.
The Marshall Newhouse Institute of
what not to do. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady's lucky he got out of that era with his head intact. I mean, really. All right. Well, Tom Brady is going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes on a Patriots Monday. This is Fran. What's up, Fran?
Good morning, Hillman. Two quick comments.
Yes.
The Devil Next Door, phenomenal recommendation. I watched it over the weekend. That show was unbelievable.
And what do you think?
I think he was Ivan the Terrible.
He was Ivan the Terrible. You think he was Ivan the Terrible, yeah.
I think so, yeah. I mean, he just his whole demeanor, his lack of emotion. I don't know, man. He just seemed like if someone was falsely accusing me of what he was accused of, don't think I would have been sit there smiling.
But then again, I mean, isn't it amazing that he could come over here and be a loving father and a loving grandfather, and if he was Ivan the Terrible, how does the human, like, how does your
brain? Well, if it's true, he was a sociopath. They can do that. They can turn off all those emotions, you know? I mean, that's what they talk about, you know? So, you know, but in my other comment was earlier, Danielle was reading the news about the kids in the South End, you know, stealing and vandalizing. And I was saying, I was recently in a store at CVS and kid walked out with stuff and the clerk just looked at him. And we can thank Rachel Rollins for her no prosecution list for all this.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what's
that.
Happening.
Yeah.
These kids are just going in. They know they're not going to get arrested. They know there's no prosecution. So why bother?
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good point. This is Mike from Boston. What's up, Mike?
G Hill, what's happening, my guy?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. D. Murray, what's going on?
What up, Mike?
All right, good morning to the rest of y'all.
Good morning.
Can we just talk about...
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah. My man Wiggy's not there today. I'm sorry.
No, I'm right here. What's up, Mike?
All right. Yo, can we talk about the usage of fatigue patterns yesterday in the post-game jacket?
Oh, yes.
With the quarterback?
Yes.
That's all we need to know.
I couldn't even see Brady.
I have no problem with
that. Jacket was fire. Come on, he had the Canada Goose. But look at, did you see Wentz's fatigue blazer?
Yeah.
Yes. That might have been the ugliest jacket I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
And Mike, did you also get thrown off by the fact that that Wentz wore the, like, salute to service compression sleeve? I kept thinking he had, like, some
tattoos?
Sort of...
I thought he was tatted up.
I did, too.
I kept more of a clown.
I kept looking at it twice.
I couldn't tell if he was tatted up or if he had leprosy.
Yeah, I did, too. This is Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Just got
a quick Clint Eastwood movie that I think you guys missed. A great one. Set right in your backyard. Oh. Mystic River.
Oh, yeah. Mystic River is a great movie.
Yes, that's one that you could...
I've gone and watched that. It's like The Town. I could watch The Town like 10
a million times.
Well, I could watch The Town over Mystic River.
Hold on.
I do like it. Is that my daughter? It's an excellent movie. It's just a bit more of a gut punch, whereas The Town brings a little something more rewatchable to me.
Yeah.
Our late coworker, Major Dick Joe Stapleton, was in Mystic River,
yes.
right?
He
yes. He answered the phone, the father.
Yeah, the father of one of the girls yes. when they're originally looking for him. Drew Pigeon, I think, was his name. Yeah. All right. Coming up, Tom Brady will join us just about 10 minutes away here on a Patriots Monday. This is the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
It's a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Now, here's what's trending.
Trending now, driven by the award-winning Honda CR-V of 2019. Up at WEEI.com, Boomer Esiason brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex. Boomer, you guys grilled him, Hillman, you included on the Gronk announcement tomorrow. I liked his answer here.
What's your best guess about what Gronk's big announcement is tomorrow morning?
He's still on the Tide team or something? I'm not sure. I think he's playing all of us. That's what I think. And I think whoever he's announcing something for, CBD oil or Tide or PepsiCo or whoever the hell he's doing business for now, it's going to be one of those things.
He's playing us.
Yeah, isn't he making them? Well, Danielle said earlier this morning that he's making a big mistake by doing these big dramatic announcements over and over again, and nobody's going to.
It's Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
We're less than 2 weeks before the final I Gotta Come Back announcement date of November 30th, and he's like, I get a big announcement on Instagram.
Well, no,
isn't
that on anybody who thinks he's actually making a big announcement tomorrow at 9? It's not on him.
I think it's on him, too.
If you throw it out there. And everybody runs to Instagram tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Shame on them.
Listen, he's just taking advantage of his platform, which I respect completely. But I just think it's I don't know.
I think he's being taken advantage of by people who are behind him. I think they're misusing. He's almost the happy-go-lucky Kaepernick. He's being used
yes.
for other people's monetary gain.
Excellent point.
He should know that this is going to piss fans off if it's like, my big announcement is 20% off all the way to Christmas on Perry Entelman products.
Right.
CBD Medic. Like, come on, Gronk. You know what you're doing.
Well, he's only got till November 30th. Give the guy a break. He's got 2 weeks. At that point, he can no longer sign, so the threat of it is over for the year. That'll be 9 a.m. tomorrow. On his Instagram, we will... Can we take that live? I guess we can in some form or fashion.
It's going to be Perry Entelman bobbleheads.
Good. Come on, jeez.
What a difference from Super Bowl 52. In that game, 74 combined points and one punt. Yesterday, 16 punts combined and 27 points. That's all. The Patriots defense, though, stifled the Eagles. Just 255 yards and 90 of them on that one drive. 3 of 13 on third downs. How were the parking lots, Fitz? You were there? Was it
packed?
World War III?
5 hours. 5 hours before the game starts in Foxborough, you're allowed to start tailgating. In Philadelphia, 7.5. The outside lots opened 7.5. By 10 o'clock yesterday, that place was lit. That's a hell of a tailgate. It's way more energy than Foxborough and 200% more dangerous.
And no, you weren't injured at all? You were able to survive okay? Everything was fine?
Nothing was thrown at me except words that I could never repeat on the public airwaves. But you know what? I took them in stride.
All right. Anything else, Ken?
You know the NFL results. Just tune in to Mud at Night, and then afterwards, it's the Chiefs and the Chargers on Westwood One tonight. Celtics at the Suns as well.
I have the audio from ahead of time from Gronk's big announcement tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh, get out.
Would you like to hear it?
What a catch.
Exclusive?
Right. Yeah, here Scoop. It is. Here it
Epstein
is.
Didn't kill himself.
EDKH for your Monday morning.
All right. Tom Brady coming up shortly here on the Greg Hill Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
Kidding me with the sad eyes. The guy didn't have sad eyes. He's a competitor.
I mean,
just because
sad eyes.
A little bit.
Oh, he was
worried about his health.
Tom Brady's a competitor, and yes, he was upset. And I'm sure that when he joins us in just a couple of moments, he will explain to you why he was upset last night. It's fine with me. I don't. Those who are upset that Tom Brady was upset are being ridiculous.
Oh, but you're upset that fans are complaining about the loss or the win, which felt like a loss.
Well, it's a win. I mean, it's a win.
It didn't feel like a loss.
It didn't feel like a loss.
Well, it did after Brady's press conference.
Who are you, Hannibal? After the Buffalo game when they said, like, the Pats didn't deserve to win? They did. Guess what? They had more points. Their defense played better.
On the road.
Yes.
I thought so, and then I watched Brady, and I'm like, oh, man, did they lose the game?
But Brady said recently that he views all of these games in the lens of what is and is not a championship team. And he knows better than anybody possibly ever to live what it takes to win a title. And I think he realizes that that is not going to be enough, which is why he's down.
Are you serious right now at this point? You're going to say that? I mean, that he believes that this is not a championship team?
Offense. See, the defense can win a championship, but the offense is not championship caliber.
Well, if the defense can win a championship, then it's a championship team.
I think if they were playing the Ravens or, let's say, the Saints yesterday or one of the top teams in the NFC, I don't think they win that game.
Oh. All right. Well, Tom Brady will join us shortly, with or without sad eyes. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, good morning, Greg. I've got an obscure reference for you and a Patriot statement. But
yes.
The obscure reference is in Mystic River, the daughter that gets murdered. That's Emma Rossum from Shameless.
Yes, which is an underrated show, I think, Shameless. It stayed on. Is it still on? It's probably still on. It stayed on for like a couple extra years. It was on for a little too long. But first few seasons were really good. But yes.
Yeah. My Patriot statement is, it's not Newhouse's fault he's not being utilized correctly. He should be a wide receiver.
How about, why not try him at tight end, right, Steve? You know who did have sad eyes yesterday? Zach Ertz. Because Stephon Gilmore said after the game, like, we knew we could make him cry. You know, you get to him often enough, you get to him, you can make him cry. Zach Ertz crying on the field. Isn't there no crying? We know there's no crying allowed in baseball. Is there crying allowed in football? On the field against a team you beat in the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. All right. Well, Tom Brady will join us momentarily. O.J. Simpson took to Twitter over the weekend to talk about how trying to decapitate a quarterback with his own helmet is not really a big deal.
Oh, well, he knows a thing or two about decapitation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not surprising, but let's listen to what O.J. said about Myles Garrett.
Look, all I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, white with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying.
It's on. I'm just saying.
What kind of a place do we live in? What kind of a world do we live in where OJ is allowed to be on Twitter? Like, shouldn't you have to forfeit your social media rights if you killed a couple people?
Nope.
Allegedly. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I mean, shouldn't you have to give up on social media at some point? I am shocked
he hasn't joined the Undisputed Desk with Skip and Shannon at this point. I mean,
I would watch that.
Absolutely.
I would watch First Take with Stephen A., Max Kellerman, and O.J. Simpson.
Think of all the killer promos they'd have.
Oh, I see what you did there. O.J., I mean... I feel dirty. I feel bad every time I watch one of his Twitter videos, because every time I watch it, it reminds me of the fact that he allegedly killed two people.
How can you look at him any other way?
It's just like I don't even think of like The Great Show from a couple summers ago, which I really think is one of the best dramatic series of the decade. I don't even think back to OJ the Player or what a good football analyst he was. I just keep thinking, like, I am supporting and following and laughing at a man who committed double homicide, allegedly.
What show are you saying is the best?
People versus O.J. Simpson was unbelievable.
It was really good.
Awesome. As good a dramatic series as I've seen.
O.J. was also great in The Devil Next Door, I thought.
Sorry.
I mean, he's on there doing his football picks.
Yeah.
And America's like embracing it.
Hey.
He's like the leading fantasy football expert now.
Let me remind you of something. America forgets. America forgets.
Well, I don't think they've forgotten.
They forget.
They just forgive.
They don't. I don't think they've forgiven. They don't care anymore.
There's really? No one's forgiven him. Care. They just it's like a shame follow. Like all of us know we're doing a terrible thing, but we can't help it because we can.
Right.
Yeah. After our lengthy discussion with regard to Myles Garrett on Friday, were you happy with the punishment that the NFL handed out?
I nailed it. I said it would be indefinite suspension.
Yeah.
Love it.
You think that's indefinite? How long do you think indefinite is? I mean, I think they probably want to extend it into next season.
Yeah,
to
they'll
show
go
that
into the offseason.
Right?
Apparently there's some wording in the CBA that says it can't be indefinite. I think that's what he's going to contend when he contests the punishment. I think he's going to be looking for a definite. He doesn't want this to be. He wants it to be finite. He doesn't want to hear an indefinite suspension. So maybe it'll turn out to be 16 games. Myles Garrett.
Well, he should have no say in the matter.
I know he should have no say in the matter. But he's going
to
be
trying to take somebody's head off.
No, he could have legitimately killed Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Dumb move by the Browns. Jay Glazer agreed to do a sit-down that Myles Garrett was going to air on Sunday's Fox NFL show, and the Browns said, no way, don't do it. I feel like, what's the downside of having him come out and at least be remorseful?
Well, do you think he would be? I mean, he originally was calling it a mistake. I mean, do you think he would have been...
An accident, he called it.
Yeah, an accident. Yeah, not even a mistake, an accident.
It's not his, it's not his first rough penalty of the season, either. In the Buffalo game... he either had legal hands to took a swing at somebody on the Buffalo offense. He's got a couple knocks against him this year, but nothing has been nearly as egregious as the Grand Theft Auto rage. I mean, he literally turned that into Grand Theft Auto Gridiron Edition. He swung a helmet like a mace.
Yeah,
it's on.
It's on. And listen, Rudolph is not bloodless in this battle either. I get it that he incited the riot.
Wait a minute. First of all, I like people who say he was trying to get his helmet off. The guy was on him and wouldn't get off him. So that's where it started.
And I'm surprised the flag wasn't thrown for the sack because it was a rough sack to begin with.
But, so are you saying that you find some fault when it comes to Rudolph?
No, I'm not saying that it's his fault that he swung a helmet at him, but Mason Rudolph can't play innocent because he was pissed. Garrett sacks him too hard, then Rudolph gets pissed, and then everyone starts getting involved. He tries to pull his helmet off. That was stupid. He shouldn't have tried to pull his helmet off. But I guess he wanted him off him. So, I mean, at this point now, a full season wouldn't surprise me at all.
Now he's in a coma. And
Do you think he should play football again? I don't know that he ought to be allowed back in the NFL.
I think
ever.
He should be booted from Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm being serious, though. I mean,
he's definitely going to play football again.
And 6 months in prison, then he's rehabilitated.
You
can bring him back.
From
yeah.
Ken Laird on Friday saying he should be given the death penalty and sent to jail.
But, Greg, the worst part is one of the most talented players in the NFL, arguably the best defensive end, you know, a new Michael Strahan, if you will now have this knock on him forever.
Yeah.
He tried to swing. He swung a helmet at and almost tried to kill a guy. What would happen, too, if we were all at the game and we actually finally saw an on-field death? How would it, that could have ruined football. No, it would have ruined football.
Highest ratings of the season, though.
Good morning.
He's
dead.
That would horrify people to a degree that you would never be able to watch. The game would have been ruined.
Are you kidding me? People have morbid curiosity. Once that video goes online, it would have the highest watch ticks ever. Are you kidding me?
I would have been
people
done.
People love death.
I would have been done with football. I think a lot of people would have been like, and we're good. Bye-bye.
A texter says that if he did the sit-down Saturday, he was going to say that he can't physically sweat. So that was going to be the reason why he couldn't have possibly done what he was accused of doing.
Yeah, he's upset with the Starbucks bathroom policy.
This texter is faulting Rudolph because he started it. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You're not, I don't care what you do, There's no reason why somebody ought to swing a helmet like a weapon in your in your general direction. Sorry about that. I will never agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time for Tom Brady. Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, and by the Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. Tom Brady also brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Good morning, Tom Brady.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I was a little worried about you last night. I felt like, you know, maybe you needed a hug post-game, and I know Nick would be the guy to give it to you. But was that as frustrated as you've ever been following a win?
You know, I think I'm always, I said, generally frustrated during football season. So, and I think it's very unique. I was very happy we won.
Yeah.
So, you know, just wish we would play better offensively.
Yeah. So, well, and I
was gonna go do it. I don't think it's about, like I said, I don't think it's about talking about it. It's about, you know, doing it and trying to get the best we can out of our offense to see if we can be more productive and score more points.
Well, and I was saying earlier when people were calling that you're a really competitive guy, and I'm sure some of that was frustration with yourself.
It's just frustration with the offense and we're just trying to grind them out. It's, you know, happy we went on the road. But, you know, at the same time, you know, just wish we'd score more points.
Was that defense, did they play as well as you expected, or they play better than you expected last night?
Well, they're a good defense. They have a good D-line, really fast linebackers, and, you know, good cover players. So it's a tough defense, and we're gonna face some more tough defenses coming up. And we'll have to, you know, just figure out how we can, you know, get some more yards and get some more points and try to just fix our problems as best we can.
Tom, if you say you're frustrated with the output and performance of the offense, I'm sure it's not just any one thing you think can fix it, but what do you think it's going to take? Is it a combination of execution, health, different personnel, or a little bit of everything?
It could be a lot of different things at a lot of different times. And, you know, I think guys are giving good effort and trying to do the right thing and so forth. And guys are battling injuries, and that's just the way it goes. Every team is. But it's just, we've just got to try to take advantage of opportunities when we get them. And we had some opportunities for some short fields and, you know, didn't necessarily, you know, execute as well as we could. And we're just going to have to try to find ways to play better.
So you said that you're usually frustrated during the season, that you've basically got resting frustration face whenever football is going on. If you could pick one adjective to describe your performance yesterday, what do you think it would be?
Well, I don't think there's one word that sums it up, but we're just not doing a good enough job to consistently move the ball down the field and score points. I don't think that's saying anything. It's not probably pretty obvious when you're watching. So we'll just try to get back to work and try to find some solutions and see if we can get a little bit better.
How much was Edelman gloating about the touchdown pass post game?
It was a pretty great throw, if you ask me. They kind of did up on the fake, and the safety came out of the middle of the field, and it was really great that Jules recognized that and just made a great throw. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I was kind of going, where's he throwing? And then all of a sudden, Phillip was open in the middle of the end zone. And, Phil made a great catch. Jules made a great throw.
Speaking of postgame, Tom, coach was reportedly praising you as you walked off the field last night. What did he say to you following the game?
You know, he just said good game, you know, tough win. So we're going to have those. I mean, there's going to be tough wins. There's going to be, you know, hard fought victories. And, you know, our defense did a great job yesterday. They're really playing well. And, you know, it was just a good way to go to Philly and, you know, go against a good team and get a win on the road is always a good thing.
Tom, what did you think of N'Keal Harry in his debut for the Patriots?
N'Keal's, you know, worked hard, and he got some opportunities yesterday. And, you know, we just got to keep trying to get him up to speed. And like I said, he missed a lot of football, so got to try to incorporate him the best way we can and use his skills to see if we can, you know, see if he can, you know, be a productive player for us the second half of the year. So, again, I don't want to go make a bunch of predictions and we'll do this or we'll do that. And it comes down to all of us doing it, not speaking about it, but actually going out and doing it.
Alex Guerrero was on the show last week. He said that maybe you want to play till you're 46 or 47. Is that true?
Like I said, I feel like I'm pretty much a broken record at this point. So.
Oh, you've said this
before. I get asked basically every week. So. Things haven't changed much. I'm just, like I said, football is a unique sport. We're all day to day at the end of the day, but you know, it's football, it's contact sport. But it's important to have goals, long-term and short-term. And, you know, thankfully I have Alex in my corner. And, you know, he's been someone that's, you know, has allowed me to continue to do what I love to do. And I think, you know, the work that we put in together and, you know, we try to work, you know, diligently to stay ahead of any injuries that could pop up. And, you know, little injuries always become big injuries. And especially as you get older, you just have to really put the time and energy into it. And if you don't, you know, you'll probably suffer the fate of all football players, which is, you know, you just, your body runs out of steam. But I found Alex through a friend 15 years ago, and, you know, we're still going strong. So he's been a great blessing in my life.
I just felt horrified that he saw the food that I had for breakfast in here. It was really embarrassing, Tom.
Nah, he doesn't care what you eat. Nobody cares.
So, Tom, I was out there.
Yeah, you get to choose what you eat. So it's kind of what your, you know, it's what your choices are.
Yeah.
But Tom, it's all good. They work for you and you enjoy it. So
that's right.
That's life.
Yeah.
Cannoli dip all day, every day.
Yeah. I'm sure you were feeling the brotherly love yesterday in Philadelphia, one of the more hostile environments in the NFL. I just thought I would share this with you. I was called every name I can never say on the public airwaves because I was wearing my Pats gear out in the lot. I'm sure you've seen a lot of signs that have been colorful or T-shirts with your name on them. Yesterday, I spotted a new one I thought would make you laugh. Somebody was wearing a "Breathe if you hate Tom Brady" shirt. Now, is there no greater sign of respect than that?
That's amazing. I love that. We got to track one of those down.
I think I could. I'm
sure that's probably not the only city where they feel that way. Although in Philly, you think after that win a few years ago against us, they wouldn't have that same animosity. But, you know, normally it's like when you beat the team in the Super Bowl, you feel like, you know, you appreciate it. You're kind of like, oh, man, that was cool, man. We beat you guys. But I guess not.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about something we talked a lot about on Friday, and that is the, I guess we'll call it the Myles Garrett incident. Do you think that there's ever a time when it comes to sports that law enforcement and criminal charges ought to be involved?
I mean, that's, again, I think I'm, it really doesn't matter my opinion much on these things, so. I don't really make these decisions at the end of the day. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got to say.
That's about okay.
What about, can I ask about Colin Kaepernick? I mean, do you think that Japan
needs to... Let's hit all the controversial talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I, you know, Tom,
election
I got to ask.
Election 2020, let's get into...
hands-free cell phones.
Marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana.
Hands-free cell phones.
Yeah. Gun laws,
how
all
do
of
feel,
them.
How do you feel about plastic straws?
The topics.
How about balloons?
Plastic straws. Balloons, everything. Climate change.
Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm just trying to ask the questions. I mean, people want to know, Tom.
People want to know. Sure, go for it. Let's go. Let's hit them up.
Well, I didn't know if you had any thoughts on Colin Kaepernick or not. I'm guessing not.
Like I said, I said the other day, it's just, it's, you know, it's great that he got an opportunity and you know, hopefully he makes the most of it. So. It's like everyone in the NFL. It's, you know, it's a great privilege to play and do something you love to do. I felt that way for a long time. So, you know, hopefully gets an opportunity. So I think that's a, you know, that's kind of how I feel. Okay. I like Colin. I got to know Colin a little bit and, you know, I know he's obviously hoping he can play.
Tom, there were a lot of worthy candidates yesterday. Bubs slinging it. J.C. Jackson, Danny Shelton playing some great defense. But we've decided that the Needham Bank, can we be your bank, player of the game, is actually Jake Bailey. 8 punts yesterday. Now, when you guys last played the Eagles, the punter didn't even have to kick the ball once for you guys. Yesterday, 8 kicks and 6 inside the 20. When the offense is having trouble, how great is it to know you can rely on your punter to set the defense up so you can get it back again soon and try to do the job?
Yeah, he's done such a great job all year and, you know, came in and battled through training camp and just has been really an exceptional player for our team and kicking the ball so well. Our punt coverage unit, special teams is doing a great job. Thought, you know, Nick kicked the ball great yesterday. So I think there was just a lot of positives in our kicking game. And it's been a real strength of ours.
The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And a 781 texter wants to know if you think the Patriots have eclipsed the Cowboys as America's team, Tom.
It's like a supervillain laugh.
I don't think we're probably America's favorite team at this point. So I think we've got 6 states that cheer for us. So 6 is better. Most teams have like 1 state or a little bit of an area, but we got 6. So I think that's pretty good. I think we've got, you know, a lot of great the fans we have, we really appreciate. And they come out and support us. But we have a lot of non-fans, too. I'll put it that way.
So, and
that's okay.
And what do you always say? You love them right back, right?
That's what you got to do. And, you know, they ended up motivating you quite a bit, and especially going on the road. And last year, I think we were 3-5 on the road. So that's, you know, I like, and, you know, the playoffs, we were a little better in the playoffs, but. You know, only having 1 loss this year on the road is been pretty good. So we just got to keep it going.
Tom, did you hear anything about or any rumblings about crowd noise yesterday during the radio broadcast? Zoe said something about maybe some noise possibly getting pumped into the stadium, that it seemed a little excessively loud from some speakers.
I like. Good job, Zoe. It's a little, I like it. I didn't notice, but again, those are not things that I would notice. And, they don't, it loud is loud. I mean, at one point where you can't hear, basically there's not, you know, it's like loud and then louder, but you're not going to notice the difference much. It's, you know, once it's to a point where we have nonverbal communication, then kind of is what it is.
Gronk is going to be making a big announcement tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Some feel like when it comes to Gronk, that Gronk is Lucy with the football and we are all Charlie Brown when it comes to these announcements. have you heard anything about what this announcement is by chance, Tom?
I haven't heard anything. Nope, I don't know what it is, but good for Gronk. He's got a lot of good things going, and he's happy. So, like I said, that's, you know, from a friend standpoint, that's all you want for people is to, you know, do the things they like doing, and he seems to be doing it. He seems to be in a great place.
All right. Well, listen, I
you seem disappointed about that. Are you disappointed about that?
No. No, I just, good. Listen, I want to get, I feel like this morning, just in general, I want to reach out on behalf of the entire New England region and give you a warm embrace and just,
I appreciate it.
And just say, you know what, everything is A-okay.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. 9-1. Look, we're 9-1 and yeah. Hopefully we can keep learning and growing. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, we're still kind of a relatively new familiar, you know, getting familiar with each other on offense. And we're going to have to play our best football as we go forward. And, you know, I think that we're just going to have to try to maximize, you know, what our potential is. And, you know, whatever that is, we're going to try to score as many points as we can. And some days, if as many points we can is 14, it's 14. And if it's 21, it's 21. If it's 28, it's 28. If it's 35, it's 35. So we'll just see if we can, you know, be our best self.
Is it a kind of thing with you where you kind of look ahead and you're thinking like, all right, I got to get this offense to where it needs to be? I know you guys do really well when it comes to not looking ahead, but do you look ahead and say, all right, I got to get it where it needs to be come playoff time?
I just think it has to win the game. Ultimately, you just have to score more points than the other team. That, you know, goes without saying. So I don't know what it's going to be on a particular week. If it's, you know, we won the Super Bowl 13-3. You know, that was pretty good. We lost the Super Bowl 41-33, so that wasn't good. So I don't know how many points it's going to be. You know, the reality is it's a team sport. It's complementary football, and, you know, the strength of our team is our defense and our special teams. So on offense, we've just got to, you know, we got to take advantage when we get opportunities and, you know, understand that, you know, where our strengths lie and try to play to them. And, you know, not give any short fields and not turn the ball over and try to take advantage when we get into the red area to score touchdowns. And that's kind of where our offense is. That's kind of where our team is.
Tom, I know there's only one stat that means anything to you, and that's winning. So I would like to end on a very positive note here for you and point out that the closest team with the active number of consecutive winning seasons at 7 is the Seattle Seahawks. The New England Patriots yesterday clinched your 19th straight winning season. How much does that matter to you?
It's pretty cool. I'd say for us, I don't know if that'll ever happen. What's been the second closest to that in the history of football? Anybody have any idea?
Usually I have those stats ready for you, but I feel as though I've let you down.
Yeah. I know. That's okay. That's pretty good. I mean, NFL is tough, and every week is a different matchup. And what may work against one team isn't going to work against the next team. And it's not like you don't get to pick your matchups. You know, it's not like boxing where you get to pick your fight, you know. You play who they schedule you to play. And whatever the conditions are, could be windy, could be rainy, could be snowy. You know, could be in a dome, whatever. And over the course of 16 games, you know, it sorts itself out. So I don't think, you know, it's you judge yourself on any one game. I think it's you judge it over the course of a long season. And we still have, you know, we still have a lot of football left. So hopefully, you know, the next 6 games are the best that we can play. As a team, and that'd be pretty great, but we'll see. Like I said, we got to go do it, and we put ourselves in a decent position at 9-1, and now we've got to go capitalize on the position that we put ourselves in and try to be the best we could be.
All right, Tom Brady, chin up, chiseled chin up, and and you're on to Dallas.
That's right. We look forward to you know, getting back on the field here in 6 days and see if we can get to 10-1. So thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you,
we'll
Tom.
Talk to you
all right,
next thanks,
week.
Tom.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. There you go. Tom Brady, little frustrated.
I was like the therapy scene out of Good Will Hunting. We're like, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault,
it's
Tom.
It's not your fault, Tom. Oh, it's not your fault. Don't you do this, man.
Don't do that to me, Greg.
We'll have time coming up to analyze that.
Yeah, it's not your fault. And to,
and to dig into it and see what he was really saying.
First 5 minutes, I was a little nervous that maybe we were going to get Dower Tom. We got him to laugh a couple times.
No,
brought
he's
a couple
fine.
Laughs
he's
out.
He's the guy. He's the guy. Listen, the guy is a competitor. He wants to win, and I totally understand that. So 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to be on this morning, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. The coach will talk with OMF this afternoon at about 5:30 or so. It is a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I don't know what it's going to be on a particular week. If it's, you know, we won the Super Bowl 13-3. That was pretty good. We lost the Super Bowl 41-33. So that wasn't good. So I don't know how many points it's going to be. You know, the reality is it's a team sport. It's complementary football. And, you know, the strength of our team is our defense and our special teams.
Is Tom Brady kind of begrudgingly saying that it's all the defense and it's all the special teams and there's not much hope for the offense on this team? Or is he just calling it like it is at this point in the season?
I mean, both. Calling it like it is and also admitting defeat. I mean, it was very defeatist. I mean, if we score 7, you got to be happy with that, right? That's amazing, actually.
Coming off the bye week and looking like that, with 2 weeks to prepare for a team that you wanted to get revenge against and all of that, and that's the best they could come up with. I mean, they're a Burkhead getting tackled on the screen pass away from not getting in the end zone at all yesterday. I mean, that 30-yard gain set up the touchdown that they had, and he was almost tripped up 2 yards from the line of scrimmage.
But they're also an Edelman catch in the end zone away from winning by a significant an additional score. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know.
They did have two. They did have 2 weeks. Philadelphia also had 2 weeks. You know, we can say it was wind. We can say it was the road. Philly had the bye. Their defense got much healthier. I thought this was going to be a bit of a referendum game for the offense, given that they had the 2 weeks to prepare and that Philadelphia's defense wasn't that good. So maybe it'll come down to this coming Sunday. Or are we just going to say every week now, oh, this coming week, this next game, this is the referendum game for the offense? Because if we do, time's going to run out, and then they're going to get to the playoffs, and they're going to have to hope that the defense wins the game.
Well, when it comes, I mean, he clearly doesn't believe that he has the weapons that he needs. I mean, are we correct in reading that into what he is saying?
Totally.
And
I mean,
into his tone.
He's embarrassed that they have to resort to 15 screen passes and trick plays to Edelman, and this is not the way he wants to win. He wants to thrive and have, if they need to, they have an offensive line that mauls people or tight ends that can get open down. He has none of that right now.
I'm glad you didn't phrase it like, hey, Tom, Julian had more touchdown passes than you yesterday. That would have probably gone over great.
Yeah, no.
Watching the red zone yesterday, 4 o'clock games are the best time ever for Patriots because you get the full red zone window. But the pass interference is still the most annoying penalty in all of sports. In the first play of the game with the Eagles, that's a 50-yard gain on a ticky-tack, could have gone either way, pass interference on the Patriots. And they tried challenging this. They put that in this year where they've implemented where coaches can challenge. And it's still a total mess.
603 texter from New Hampshire wants us to discuss the fact that he declined to say that he was frustrated with himself after that game. I don't know. Is he referring to the question of with regard where he went? He kind of pivoted to the offense. Is that what that texter is referring to?
Well, and I was saying earlier when people were calling that you're a really competitive guy, and I'm sure some of that was frustration with yourself.
It's just frustration with the offense.
I don't have a problem.
Frustration with the offense.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't think he could own it anyway.
He's a part of the offense.
Yeah, he is. But he can also come out and say like, he's the one who said I'll retire when I suck, so he can be critical of himself, or at least he's looking towards a future where that day may come. I asked him if he would pick an adjective, and he said it wasn't any one word.
Yeah,
I felt like that was a little bit of an evasive move. Yeah.
Hello, Al.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Al?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
Listen, I heard Brady's press conference last night, and I could tell that he was frustrated, rightly so. But I counted 11 overthrows and underthrows. Okay? He's not having a great year. I'm sorry to say. His balls are not crisp. They're not sharp. And I think a lot of the blame has to lay on him, too. Now, he's got that bad left tackle. I understand they picked him up off the street. Maybe Wynn will help. And they don't have Andrews. I get that. But he's not throwing the ball well at all.
Look, ball looks pretty good. Ball looks pretty good to me. I mean, tight spiral still has plenty of zip on it. That arm strength hasn't been an issue.
50-50.
What's up, Mike?
Sorry, Greg.
Go ahead, Mike.
Of course you think Tom's balls look great.
Right? Of course I do. Nice.
All he's doing is throwing these wobbly ducks out there. Hey, Tom, how about you learn how to throw the ball instead of throwing everybody under the bus? How's that sound?
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. How about you? We're throwing wobbly ducks? He's not throwing Peyton Manning hospital balls,
for
God's
sakes. He overthrew some people.
He did.
He definitely overthrew some guys. And he underthrew some balls, too.
Right. And then he threw some balls perfectly that got dropped.
Was it Sanu who went down and got that ball that he underthrew last night? That was an unbelievable catch.
Also, did you think Sanu was done for the season when you saw his leg go the other way?
Yes. Thank God he wasn't
hurt.
Yes. But I think more than anything, he's not confident that he can stand in the pocket and deliver. I bet you if you got him, truth serum, he would say, well, of course my throws are offline because there's guys on my feet every play.
Yeah. I mean, they got off to a really bad start. Right at the get-go because of that Jason McCourty pass interference.
Right.
It was a tough first half, but this is what I don't get, is you're on the road against the Eagles, playing in a hostile environment, and you're walking away with a win.
Yeah.
And you're 9-1.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all miserable.
But there are other teams that are just like, please give us your problems. Please give us your issues, Patriots.
Hey, JD.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Nothing. So, I mean, I think one of the main underlying reasons Brady's really frustrated is because he's putting this whole TB12 method on his shoulders, too. You know, so if he doesn't throw 40 touchdowns at 44 years old, he's not going to be able to say, hey, listen, you know, this TB12 method, it worked, and I was great from 40 to 45. So not only does he want to win games, he needs to come through in his later years. So this whole TB12 thing is going to be a complete bust.
I think he's already proven that it works. I mean, he's 42. Yeah. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion.
Right.
I mean, he's still playing at a very high level, and if he didn't have Newhouse, he might look good.
Well, I mean, 7 days from now, we may very well see what a massive difference it makes. Now, again, we are basically putting the future of the Patriots 2019 offense
on
the shoulders of a man who has played six quarters of professional football, Greg. But it also could be that simple. It could be. You heard Boomer say how important it is to have a strong left tackle because that is the anchor of the line. Some say it's the center. A lot of people believe that the left tackle is the most important position. If they can get behind him, lock up the blind side. Maybe if the run game improves, too, and that'll open up some things for Brady. We'll see.
He did not have a lot of time to throw the ball last night.
It's a good pass rush. It's a good pass rush. Fletcher Cox is good. Don't. Danielle!
I'm shocked. I shouldn't have made eye contact with you.
I'm shocked she didn't laugh at the balls or crisp line earlier.
That one, I was too weak.
Crisp like the Chardonnay for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Hello, Chris.
And buttery.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about everyone complaining about Tom's balls. I think his balls are great.
Yeah.
And that I think he might be placing them. They might be falling incomplete because he's reached a level in his play where he can put those balls where he wants to, and he'd rather throw an incomplete pass than turn the ball over. And I think that's exactly what he's doing with a lot of these incomplete passes.
Listen, was he off somewhat last night? Yes. But then again, what about the ball that he threw to Watson?
Nice pass. I mean,
a beautiful pass.
Great catch. The one that Edelman dropped was a perfectly placed pass.
Not
to be negative, but he almost threw another red zone interception that could have been easily caught by the Eagles.
Yes. I don't think he saw him, though. I don't think he saw the defender there. Hello, Izzy.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Thank you for putting me on.
You got it.
I think I'm just a little bit more frustrated than Brady is with the offense. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the offensive coordinator, McDaniel's play calling, because I think he definitely has the weapons. I mean, with Sanu and Harry coming in and Watson, you know what I mean, like and Edelman and White. I mean, we have the players, but it's just the play calling. I mean, you can tell. I mean, with all these screenplays, you know, it's like nothing's happening. You know what I mean, like. Let's try something else. Let's put them all on the field. I mean, somebody, you know, sooner or later is going to be open. So why not use the offensive, you know, weapons that we have?
They're 9-1. We want them to be 10-0. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
If Jules the Ragnarok,
the Ragnarok may be back on after the 49ers' last second win against the Cardinals. Who, by the way, surprisingly spry team. Kyler Murray, offensive rookie of the year. Good team. But the Ragnarok is back. It's back on schedule, Curtis.
Boomer.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.